This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. Spring is typically the busy season for realtors, but this year the number of homes that are for sale is down between 8 and 20% in parts of Northeast Ohio. At the same time, the number of homes being sold is up, and the coronavirus pandemic has changed the process of buying a house. Ohio's stay-at-home order has been in place since March. That's had a big effect on the ability of real estate agents to hold open houses. Last month, Howard Hanna Realty tried something new.
We're coming to you live from Hudson, Ohio, for our first ever virtual open house tour, starting in just a couple of minutes.
One of the realtors participating was Lena Samuelson.
We go to the left. This bathroom has a skylight, so it also brings in lots of extra light.
Samuelson says that virtual open house got a good response, close to 300 people.
Compared to sitting there for 2 hours doing an open house, it took me 15 minutes to do this.
But Samuelson says social distancing is the main reason they tried Facebook Live.
Many sellers are not comfortable to let people physically into their homes. Buyers are very much relying on the online tools right now. Virtual open houses, video tours of homes, more pictures than we typically supply.
Like Samuelson, Phil Leiter is with Howard Hanna Realty, covering Summit and Cuyahoga counties. He hasn't been using Facebook Live, but...
In a way, the real estate market has been preparing for this for years. We've been using Zoom before anybody knew what that was. We've been showing houses that way as a way to weed out what they don't want to see in person. The personal aspect will always be a part of real estate.
Leiter worked with Matt and Jessica McCann to complete their recent move in person. And they still had to have home inspections at their old place in Hudson and at the new house, which didn't go quite as usual.
We tried to have all the doors already open so people didn't have to come in and touch doorknobs and things like that.
When I did the walkthrough on our new house, me and the seller shook hands by accident. We just totally forgot.
But since then, the market has changed abruptly, according to Sarah Bennett-Lerner, who covers a half dozen counties in Northeast Ohio with Keller Williams Shervenick Realty.
I listed a property very recently, and initially it had a ton of interest. You know, things were moving along, had an offer, everything was going wonderful. And then the lockdowns started. I was on track to having a really, really good year. You know, I had multiple listings and sellers and buyers. However, a lot of them have pulled out specifically because of the pandemic and the fears of how it would affect their job.
Bill Snow is seeing the same thing. He's based in Fairlawn and covers several counties for Stauffer Realty. And he says as people start listing their houses again, the pandemic itself may drive the market.
At least from my perspective, I think we're going to see less vacation travel. I think more people are going to be home. And with that, it brings that evaluation of their housing needs. I think you're going to see more need for home office areas or homework areas. I think you see some very aggressive interest rates.
And when that happens, Brett Baskin from Lakewood might resume house hunting. He'd been working with Sarah Bennett-Lerner before the lockdown.
We were looking east side in the Solon, Aurora, Bainbridge area, just to get more space indoors and outdoors. We've got four dogs, so living with four dogs in a 1,000-square-foot house in Lakewood is challenging at times. I personally would not even think about putting an offer on a house until I had feet on the ground and until I was able to go with my realtor and check it out.
Realtors like Phil Leiter, Sarah Bennett-Lerner, Lena Samuelson, and Bill Snow agree that in-person visits will almost always be necessary. But whether you may need to quickly relocate from out of town or find a new house during a pandemic, online resources are making it easier to virtually house hunt. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.